We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the WIP Morning Show. It is a Tuesday morning after the miracle victory of the Philadelphia Eagles. They got a big game on Sunday against Houston. Al, yesterday, because of the loss by Carolina,
yeah,
and an exciting and a really great finish for the Eagles, they now have officially 4 out of 10 shot to make the playoffs.
If they one other thing
happens, Carolina is out now.
They'll control their future.
Yep.
If one other thing happens,
they need what?
Minnesota. They need Minnesota to lose.
They need Minnesota to lose one of those two games.
Yeah.
That's it.
And they'll control their future.
Minnesota loses, and the last game Minnesota plays is against a far superior team to them, the Bears. But will the Bears have anything to play for?
Yeah.
If the Bears are playing for a bye,
yeah,
they're going to play.
They'll play to beat Minnesota.
We need that,
they do
too.
Hate each other.
That, too.
They do hate each other.
And wait a minute. We get that kid Burton there. Burton, talk to them.
Thornton.
He's good.
Trey Burton's good. Trey Burton now is a very good tight end. And he's now with them. We need one game to go that way.
Yeah.
The Eagles are going to win the next two.
Yeah.
You know why they're going to win the next two, Al?
Because the other teams are going to lose.
No.
No.
Because we got Nick Foles now. The miracle man is back.
There we go. Oh,
Nick Foles is back. Keith Jones.
I'm feeling it.
I've not had an opportunity to talk to Keith Jones since the Miracle Man did
it
again in LA.
That guy is unbelievable.
Is he unbelievable?
He is the best. He is an absolute
There's no way to
legend.
Explain him, is there?
There isn't.
There's nobody
isn't.
Like him in sports, ever.
When you least expect it, here he comes.
Yeah.
And he wins the big games like he did last year, the biggest game you can ever win.
You know, we're so immersed in this Wentz and Foles thing, as I'm sure we'll continue to be. But what's amazing about what Foles did, he had the last time he had a huge game was against the Patriots in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And he outdueled Tom Brady to win the Super Bowl. And now the guy comes out. The season's lost. The Eagles are 14, no, at least 13 point underdogs.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he goes out again on the road and wins the game.
It is incredible.
It's about time that this city woke up to the greatness of Mr. Nick Foles.
I agree.
You do? All right. Well, good. Because
what he's done is absolutely incredible.
All right. And we have been bouncing this around, and it's going to keep bouncing all week. And that is, now what do you do? You got your franchise quarterback is so irritated about something.
Yeah.
Wentz is so annoyed about something. That he will not speak. And we got the guy who wrote the story. Jeff McClain is on at 8 o'clock from Philly.com, who wrote the story about all the medical tribulations that have gone on in this season since the Eagles revamped their training staff and how it looks like Wentz got caught in the middle of it.
Mm-hmm.
And now we've reached the point where Wentz doesn't trust any of them.
Mm-hmm.
And Wentz is probably not talking because you can't rip a doctor.
Yeah.
And he's thinking he got a lot of bad advice. He's probably thinking they were putting him out there with a broken bone in his back, and they just didn't tell him.
His silence makes you think.
His silence is speaking volumes right now. But you know what's interesting? He's the only one not talking. Everybody else has got a lot to say. We had Doug Peterson. I tried to get the story. He didn't give it to us.
No.
He waited 2 hours and then announced, who is his starting quarterback against Houston on Sunday?
It'll be Nick. You know, where Carson is health-wise, and just another week of rest for Carson will help him. And so made the decision to go forward with Nick.
And then the debate took an odd turn. Lots and lots of people all of a sudden started to line up behind Nick Foles over Carson Wentz. Some of them didn't use Wentz's name, but they were clear in how they were saying that it appears the Eagles perform better when Nick Foles is the quarterback than Carson Wentz. For whatever reason. And again, I turned to my good friend Rhea Hughes, who was way ahead of the curve on this. People going, Wentz is getting too much credit. He's not coming up big when we need him to. We're not winning games with him.
Yeah.
The bottom line is, he was 5-6.
I just didn't think he looked good.
He was 5-6. Mm-hmm. Rhea, if I mean, that is the ultimate measure of any athlete. What is your record when you're on the field?
Yeah.
5-6. And Nick is 2-1. And so guess what? It's all on Nick now, whether you want to say it or not.
Yeah.
And even Doug, Al Doug yesterday, is telling you what makes the Eagles so good when Nick's out there.
He's like a point guard, you know, in basketball, and he just wants to distribute the ball. Or it doesn't matter where. It just wants to distribute the ball. And I think that's what you see characteristic, you know, of great quarterbacks in this league is how well they can do that.
Rhea, wow. Follow-up question. Mm-hmm. Does Wentz not distribute the ball?
Well, he's never said that Wentz does. So
No.
He's never
called
him a point guard.
Last year, when he was healthy, Wentz, he did.
Yeah, but he didn't distribute the ball this year. He kept looking for Ertz on every play.
He was looking for a safety valve.
He didn't do it. He just kept throwing to Ertz.
I've never heard Wentz compared to a point guard.
No.
Ever.
No. Because
well, that's always been said about Foles.
Nick, let me tell you right now. If you wanted to get the real story of Nick Foles versus Carson Wentz, all you got to do is sit down with Alshon Jeffrey. Because Alshon Jeffrey was a forgotten man for a large part of this season. And then Nick, who won the Super Bowl with a great throw, Jeffrey catches it with a busted shoulder in the back of the end zone.
That's right.
Right? Nick comes back, and all of a sudden, Jeffrey's got 8 catches for 160 yards. It's not a coincidence. If Wentz played the game in L.A., forgetting who would have won it, you think Jeffrey would have gotten 8 catches for 160 yards?
He would not have.
You think Ertz would have gotten 3 catches for 22 yards?
He would have had way more.
Yeah. There's no doubt about it. And that's
interesting.
That is what the coach is saying. Now, needless to say, because in this world that we're in now, everybody wants to offer a hot take.
Mm-hmm.
And there were hot takes on this issue all over America, especially Fox. They had a bunch of them. All right. I'll start with former player Marcellus Wiley. Right. And this was the thing I wanted most to address. Before I go to Wiley, I'm going to ask you, John. I need you to do this because you were an athlete for a long time. What's Wentz thinking? He's not talking.
Yeah.
What's he thinking? What's in his mind right now?
I would think he's fighting some things in the back of his mind because he's brought up where he's a very religious guy.
Right.
So he's brought up to want his teammates to do well.
Right.
So he's very conflicted right now.
All right, but
because by them doing well without him, it's making him look bad.
Oh, it is making him look bad.
Like those of us that maybe aren't quite as religious as Wentz, you would be really bothered by it. It would really make
The religion is making him balanced.
Well, he's fighting that right now.
He's got to be.
But for most athletes, you are not that happy when the team is doing well without you.
You can't.
It's human nature.
Basically, the guy's saying, we got a guy who's good, maybe better than you.
Yeah.
We win more when you're not playing.
You have to have an ego. We would have players that would be out of the lineup, whether they're a healthy scratch or they're injured, but usually a healthy scratch, and we would win the game. And they would come in the locker room after, and they pretend, hey, good job, guys. And I tell them, don't even do it. I know you don't mean it, and if you do mean it, I don't want you on my team anyway because you're a loser.
All right, well, I got to go back to the Super Bowl. The Eagles win the Super Bowl. It's great. Everybody's happy. He's getting his due too up on the truck. Everybody's loving Carson.
Not for me.
But Carson did a whole bunch of interviews where he said it was mixed feelings because it wasn't. He didn't get to do it.
Yes.
Nick got to do it.
Yeah.
It's totally reasonable. Yeah. But right now, I got to tell you, I have a feeling in the back of his head, he's going, uh-oh.
Yeah, he may never do
uh-oh.
It. He may never feel a championship as the guy.
Now, you can hear Marcellus Wiley, former player, get inside the head of Carson Wentz. Listen.
I'm going to give you the adage I think every single starter in NFL has had in their mindset, which is, if you're my backup, I want you good enough where you don't hurt the team, but not good enough where you hurt me either. You know what I mean? Like, land safely between them two places. Don't be out there outballing me when I'm on the sidelines. Carson Wentz has to be looking over his shoulder. A guy is running the system better, And the team is responding when he's under center.
How? Isn't that a great comment? That's human. That's just human nature.
It's Tom Brady.
Yeah.
Why do you think Garoppolo's gone?
Right.
Not even. He won't even.
That's right. It is Tom Brady. It's Garoppolo became a threat, so Garoppolo left. Wentz does not have that same gravitas. He doesn't have the ability to have somebody cast aside.
Well, he doesn't. He's an older player too.
He hasn't won yet.
So he isn't that.
Wentz needs to win at some point. Here's what Wentz needs to do the most. He needs to start the season and end the season without getting hurt. One time.
Because
the last year, college ball, all 3 years of pro, hurt.
Yeah.
Hurt, missed substantial time. You can't keep doing that.
No, and by shutting him down
you give yourself
the opportunity for him to possibly do that next year. But if Foles ends the season
he
should start game one next year.
Yep.
If he takes this team and finds a way, that's the scenario that's going to play out.
All right. Jason Whitlock is also a hot take master at FS1. Fox's sports network. And here was Jason Whitlock's take yesterday on the situation.
This is not a good look, in my opinion, for Carson Wentz. Mm. I think that Nick Foles invites Doug Peterson to call a better game, a more balanced attack. They run the football more with Foles out there. And then I think that Nick Foles runs the actual offense and does less freelancing than a Carson Wentz or a guy with more talent. And so I don't think it's an incredible fluke.
You know, what Whitlock's saying is fascinating because if that's true, Peterson enjoys working more with Foles because Foles is executing his plan, not freelancing.
Yeah.
Just doing what the coach says.
And isn't it interesting? Well,
but hold on a minute. Isn't it interesting? Foles' first series after being shut down for 3 months, he takes you down the field and gets points.
It's incredible.
First series.
Yeah, it is incredible.
Right? How many times did Wentz do that the whole year? He did it. First series. I think he did it twice, Rhea, in all the games he was there, 11 games. He only did it twice. And Foles comes right in, as rusty as can be, takes him down for points.
Yeah.
It doesn't look good today, right now, for Wentz.
And
it doesn't.
Did Peterson tell you yesterday that he dumbed things down?
Yeah,
they limited things.
He said they simplified stuff.
So why
simplified?
I was wondering why didn't they do that with Wentz? Because Wentz was crying out for things to be dumbed down for him.
He claimed they were doing it before they made the decision on Wentz.
Well, anyway, finally, nothing of these hot takes would be complete without the word of Dallas Cowboy jackass Skip Bayless. And Al Skip, who I'm sure is licking his wounds after what happened to the Cowboys on Sunday.
Shut out.
But he was talking about, you know, Nick and Carson, and who's a better option?
Nick Foles is a better speed reader. He has better savvy. He has more experience. He has better touch, and he definitely has better consistent accuracy than Carson, Wince, does. Because when I watch him, he makes me wince.
Wow. I just got to overdo it a little bit.
That's a Cowboys fan talking.
Finally, my final piece of evidence I'd like to present to you is our own poll that we did yesterday. Lots and lots of response to it. 79% said, regardless of health, they would rather that Nick Foles started Sunday against Houston.
It's an educated fan base.
79%.
Yeah, they watched.
Which is just amazing.
It is incredible.
This situation is unprecedented. I want you to understand it's unprecedented. We have never had a backup who won the city a championship and then the next year rescued the season. It's never happened in the history of Philadelphia sports.
No.
You realize that?
No.
And where he goes from here, no one knows. Because Nick is also capable of putting up a lousy game. I've seen him do it.
Yeah.
I've seen him put up a bad game.
Oh, yeah.
His first two games this year weren't too good.
Yeah.
Right? They got away with the first one, but the second one was putrid. So what happened? It's so dramatic.
Sunday is.
Philadelphia, you need to be at that game. You need to be there. And that leads us to our contest today, because I have great seats to the game that I would like to give to a deserving person and a friend. And my plan right now is for Al to be the judge. He may defer. He may not want to do this, but Al, I feel like you would be the best one. And I'm going to tell you why. And I hope you don't mind my saying this.
Not a problem, whatever.
Of the group here, excluding Rhea, she's a different gender. Of the men here who work on this show.
Yeah, me. Yeah.
And I asked Jonesy, and he agreed with me, right, Jonesy?
I agree 100%.
You're the best looking guy.
What?
You're really good looking.
You're a handsome man.
Right, and your day.
I'm all right. I work with a
In your day, Al, you were a woman slayer.
Oh, my day was three and a half
no,
centuries
ago. No, you know what? Deep
what the
down.
Hell? What has this got to do with anything?
Well, I'm going
to
explain it.
Oh, no, I ain't doing a beauty contest.
Our contest today in honor of Brad Pitt, who is 55 years old today.
Yo.
And widely regarded as one of the best looking men in the world.
Like you, Al.
Good looking men. That's right.
Rhea's here. Why can't she?
No, I'm going to tell you why.
I excused myself.
Because it seems more. Rhea did excuse herself. Jonesy said he would do it under duress.
Under duress.
But he would prefer that you be the judge.
Yeah, no worries then.
Now, Jonesy has a theory on this. Yeah. I may be changing this shortly.
Brad Pitt.
Jonesy, what is your theory on our question today?
What was my theory on that?
Your
question?
Theory on my question is no one will call.
Yeah.
No guy would nominate another guy as great looking.
I believe that's to be true, but you've got Eagles tickets here. So.
That's the key. My theory is that to get tickets to the Eagles game, there is no shame, no problem whatsoever in acknowledging the good-lookingness of a male.
Yeah.
Well, we got to take one guy out of the equation because I will flip the hell out if anybody brings
Angelo?
Him up.
It's me.
No, it's the Verizon guy. If anybody brings him up, they're never allowed to call
why
again.
Why would anybody bring him up?
I don't know, but I cannot stand him.
I saw him again yesterday. Now you got me irritated with the Verizon guy.
Is this a test, though?
What, huh?
No.
Yeah, that guy.
He's not that good looking anyway. So we're removing the Verizon guy.
Because I will leave.
And also me.
This sounds like a test.
I am also not eligible because of
humility.
He's going to do it.
Give
That's
us
nice.
A call. I'm dying to hear what you got to say about Foles and Wentz. I didn't get one person yesterday, not one that said, I'm still a Wentz person.
It's real simple.
I need my Wentz as soon as possible.
Healthy quarterback's better than a not healthy quarterback.
Yeah, don't simplify around here.
I'm sorry. It's deeper than that. I
want to know if Wentz has any supporters in this city. There were 21% who said they'd rather he play. I'd like to hear from you because yesterday it was a Foles party. 888-729-9494. You get on now, you're first. All right? We got a board wide open for you. 888-729-9494. Who's the best looking man in the world?
What the heck?
I'm not eligible, Al. Don't worry.
Jonesy, don't worry about it.
I'm taking myself out of the
contest. And if this doesn't work, we'll have another contest when we come back. 888-729-9494. It's Brad Pitt's birthday, Al.
Brad Pitt.
He's very good looking.
I have the movie he was the best in ever, but I'll tell you later. That's a tease.
It's a tease.
Wow.
WIP Sports Time, 617.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.